So we talked a little bit about broadhead design. We talked about arrows and light arrows versus heavy arrows, and that they're all about balance. One of the questions that comes up a lot, and I think because we do have a fair number of traditional shooters at Visibosite, is people feel that they get much better arrow flight characteristics with fixed blades when shooting feathers versus vanes. What's your thoughts on that?
I was a feather man for many, many years. In fact, I was a strong component for the feather, shot feather. Gosh, when did I go? I don't remember when the blazer vane came out, but they was out a couple of years, and Boning really pried on me to try some blazers, in which I did, and I found them to be pretty good, very good. Okay. So it took the stiffer vane to start to convince me that they were going to be better than what the feather is. So I today am still using a stiffer type vane, plastic vane, but I'm still a very strong proponent when it comes to if you're shooting recurve, absolutely you need feathers because you've got a lot of archer paradox. That arrow is flexing a lot, and you need everything you can do to get that thing to turn as fast as possible in a full helical feathers, which you need. If you are shooting a bigger broadhead, not too heavy, just the right FOC for the bow, and you are having all kinds of problems, but that's the broadhead that you absolutely want to shoot, you may want to try a 4 or 5 inch feather, probably a 4 inch, 5 might be too much out of a compound. And that may give you what you're going to need to get the recovery that you need for that big broadhead. Because a feather will always drag more on the back end, and if you put a full helical, hard helical on it, will cause it to turn more than a shorter plastic performance type speed vane, which I call it out there. If you are having problems that you can't get clearance out of your bow. In other words, you've got a bow that when you line it up and for it to shoot good, your fletching is always hitting your cables, or it's hitting this, your fletching is touching the side of your riser of your bow. Going to a feather that will collapse will give you clearance that you need, or non-invasive kicking of that arrow. Because it will collapse instead of the vane kicking your arrow out. So there's some instances with some bows, they just can't get the clearance off away from the cables. It's touching the cables on their setup, or their setup with where the riser is a second, or that bow has a lot of horizontal knock travel, and no matter what they do, it's kicking that arrow and causing the fletching to hit, something on the side of the bow. Then I have always advised them, then try and go with feathers will cure that problem, because it's cheaper to go to a feathered arrow than necessarily run out and buy a new $800 or $1,000 bow, if they don't have the money to do it there. So I love feathers in that respect. I always had loved feathers until it rains. When it rains, then it's an issue. And I know I went caribou one hunting one time, and didn't put any silicone on my fletching. Got a little lazy and didn't do that type of thing there, and had nothing but 6 days of raining every hour back and forth. And let me tell you, my fletching was not the prettiest, being soaking wet and flat. So that doesn't work, really well there. So if you're going to go with feathers, you do some type of treatment on the feathers. Whether you're a recurve shooter or whether you're doing it because you can't get the clearance you need against a plastic fletch out of your bow setup, treat your feathers, but you will get better performance that way, especially with a big broadhead with a feather over a vane, as long as it's treated and so during the rain it doesn't get flattened out.
What's your opinion on the vanes that have the minor variation in design that caused them to spin?
I did a lot of testing with some of them. You've got the ones that, without getting into names, there's some that have a severe kicker that comes off the vanes, almost like a fin, we'll call it. And those actually spin the arrow at about three times the rate in slow motion of what a standard vane set at the same, say, 2 degree or 3 degree offset or helical. And that's a great vane for a 30-yard in shot on with a fixed blade, because they will help maybe where you got too much blade out there causing it to do some steerage on that front end. But if you want a further shot with them, then they really drop off. At those particular vanes, if with the big fin on them, kicker, you're looking at about 40 yards, about 11 feet per second, and then at 50 yards, 18 feet per second, which equates to like 15 to 16 inches of extra drop off for those longer shots.
Wow.
So I don't advise those, and we've done the full testing on those, and we've done slow motion and count the revolutions there is, during a certain distance, and we can count how many times an arrow where it will turn, downrange from the side. We have in our testing facility here with the company, we have a very high sophisticated camera we bought about 13, 14 years ago. Slow motion. It shoots 36,000 frames per second if we want it to. No, most of the stuff we shoot is at 6 to 4,000 frames per second. Then we can speed it up or back down or whatever we want out there. So we really watch flight characteristics of arrows out of the bow, downrange, different fletching. But if it's one that's a moderate, in other words, some of those that have grooves on one side, they do a fairly good job of turning it a little bit more, but the whole key behind it is the stiffness of the vane and the rigidness of the vane. In other words, if you have a very smooth vane that's extremely flexible, in flight it ripples as it goes down. But if you have a stiffer vane that's not too stiff, okay, but a stiffer vane that's smooth, it will turn, much better than the soft one. But if you have a moderately stiff vane that is, in other words, when you feel along the edges, it feels rough. I call it the shark skin type feel, the rougher type feel, like a tire would be, let's call it the side of a tire. You're going to have then more drag on that vane and quicker turning and more control on that back end.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a proponent to not stiff as a board, but a stiffer vane with more surface texture on the outside, both sides.
What about those vanes? I tried these 1 year and some of them were good, but then I must have got a bad batch. Those vanes that you put into boiling water, they have the like a little plastic sleeve, and then it fletches up the arrow all at once. Have you ever tried those or tested those?
Yeah, I've tested those quite a bit, those heat shrink vanes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a heat shrink tube that you put the vane on with. Here's the only problem with those, okay, is they're very easy. The average archer doesn't need a jig to put those on. However, if at any point you're getting that twists a little bit one way and then twists a little bit the other way, you could have one to be ends up being straight, even though it's supposed to be a 2 degree offset. It twists a little bit and is straightened out. Then they have your next arrow, it twists the other way, and that's a 3 or 3.5 degree offset. So they vary from the helicals on them or offset on them. That can make a huge difference downrange, because one time it's not spinning, and the next time it's spinning way more than the other time, and that on a fixed blade broadhead, that's going to make a big difference or an impact. I like a very good jig that puts them on exactly the same each and every time, or car cases, we're using automatic Fletchers that are never off. I mean, because the machines are set for, dialed in very precisely, and it's always, always the same constantly from, you know, from the first one when we make that day to the 5,000th ones off that machine that comes off. Because when we run two shifts, we make one machine can make, one shift can do 5,000 arrows. And we have 25 automated robotic machines. Excuse me, 520 automated robotic machines. And we could fletch about 25,000 arrows a day in one shift.
Oh, that's crazy.
So, yeah, it is crazy. You should see how they work. They don't touch the shaft, and they only have to touch one fletching when they're putting in monitoring. Of course, there's somebody there, you know, monitoring it. But there's no more touching the shaft, and the robotic arms pull them. The fletching, put it in, pull them out, and laser eye controls, laser computerized control on it, so they just drop that cock vein in, make sure everything's rolling good, and it's pretty incredible to watch.